bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. Welcome into yet another week on the Trent Speaks podcast. We have an expanded audience now as well. Now hitting the iTunes airwaves. So you can find me on iTunes, whether you have a Mac or an iPhone or iPad, whether that's just searching for Trent Speaks in iTunes, or you can go to the podcast app and search Trent Speaks. A coworker pointed out that once you search Trent Speaks, another search result of Twin Peaks also comes up. So you can listen to me and Twin Peaks. I'm not really sure what Twin Peaks is, but there's only one way to find out, I suppose. So welcome into our expanded audience as well. I don't really know how much more expansion there is, but only time will tell. It was very interesting because it was over at a friend's apartment this week, and a coworker as well. And his wife had shared with me, "Oh, I didn't know you podcast." And so she searched for me on iTunes, and she said she was kind of asking how long I had been doing it. And I had to think for a minute, and she goes, "Oh, since February?" And it hit me. Well, obviously it hit me because she said it, but it can't believe it's been 6 months already that I've been doing it. And that just blows my mind, that 6 months. So find me on iTunes. You can write a review and you can rate it. I've been trying to rate the podcast. I don't know if it's just not reading it for some reason, or it just knows that I'm the one who submitted it, and so it could care less about my opinion, which sounds like my wife sometimes could care less about my opinion. So feel free to go into iTunes. Please review and rate my podcast. Give me some love. If you really don't like the podcast, I'd rather you not review or rate me on there. Just shoot me an email. That is idontcare@gmail.com is the email address for complaints and concerns. Otherwise, send me some love on my Facebook page or Instagram page or email, or now at iTunes. And I was thinking to myself, how can I expand the audience? And it's always amazing to me. You get a lot more views on the weeks that you have people listening to the podcast because of a guest. But then I've also had mixed back and forth where I don't have a guest, and so there might be 40 views on one podcast, whereas last week the Seattle podcast only garnered about 10 views so far, 10 listens so far. And so it just amazes me how it goes back and forth. So I'm going to start doing giveaways on the Trent Speaks Facebook page. And I figured my first giveaway will have something to do with, it'll probably be a Trent Speaks t-shirt. And it'll have something to do with liking or sharing a post and tagging people. I haven't come up with it yet, but look for it this coming week. I'm just going to throw a day out there. Monday. So on Monday, there will be a post at don't know what time on my Facebook page, Trent Speaks. There will be a giveaway involved. So make sure you look out on the page for that. Kind of playing off of last week, I had a thought that just randomly came to my mind. One of my aunts texted me, talked about, gave me a review of my podcast and everything. So thank you for that. You know who you are, Aunt Maureen. but a thought had come to me even before her text. And this is what I want to share with you. This is something that, you know, kind of, I always reflect upon my podcast and I listen to my podcast. I probably make up, I don't know how the views get counted on SoundCloud, but I probably make up most of the listens that appear on that stat tracker. But here's a thought I had. Life isn't perfect. My life isn't perfect. Your life isn't perfect. We can live in a lie and say that it is perfect, but let's be honest with ourselves. Our lives are not and never will be perfect. And everyone's going to have their own perception of it too. Someone may look at my life and be like, for example, my wife, she looks at my life and she says, I think you are a very religious person. I think you have a great relationship with God. Whereas I've been honest and open the past couple of weeks, I've been questioning about my relationship with God and, trying to find myself and who I am and what is my purpose in life. And so I think there's always that perception, but let me tell you, your life is not perfect. No one's life is perfect. But the thought I had is that every day is a fresh start to start over, to begin anew. And every day is a new chance to live the life that you want to live. And so that's something that I've been more aware of and I've been trying to remind myself of. And so I just wanted to pass that along so that, you kind of keep that in the back of your mind that you're not in that alone. And I think that's something that we've learned in the past 6 months or so of this podcast is that something I included, and I'm going to talk about this shortly, something I've included in some letters that I've written recently is that I believe there's a lot more that connects us than we really believe or realize ourselves. And so that's something that's been on my mind this past week too, is this podcast. I have such a passion for this podcast. And I don't realize it until I start working on this. And I may or may not have talked about this either on air before, or I know I've talked about it off air with some people. I just love doing this. I'm telling you, if I could get paid for these podcasts and know that next year after I'm done in my current position, that I could just get an income based off of these podcasts, I would 100% only do podcasts for the rest of my life. I absolutely love doing this. And I think that's why I was so productive on Sunday this past week, because I spent, no joke, 3 or 4 hours writing letters. And then I did a couple additional letters on Monday, talking with a coworker earlier this week. It's kind of like when you go back to those good old days in school, when your hand got sick of writing. That's what happened to me on Sunday after 3 or 4 hours. And so I had to spill over into Monday, which you don't really care about. What I wanted to talk about was I sent a lot of letters out this week. I sent letters to probably about 10 different letters, Jimmy Fallon, Ellen DeGeneres. I sent one to the company, a couple of companies that I've read about or talked about on here. So the company that I got my Trent Speaks hat from, the company that I got a candy bar from in Seattle. I sent a letter to Red Hook, the beer company. I was going to, or I'm still needing to, send an email to the Impractical Jokers. I sent a couple other letters to a couple other companies, merely asking them to saying who I was, what I was doing, and asking if they would be on the podcast, because these are people that have stories. And here's the thing I wrote in even the letters to Jimmy and Ellen that, you know, I know you may or may not be reading this and that someone is screening your mail. And I even said, I know this is a long shot, but you never know if you don't ask. And even kind of playing off of last week when I talked about how I brought 25 business cards with me to Seattle and gave out a big fat zero because I was too afraid to ask people or approach people about my podcast. And that's the thing though, is here I am not living what I preach, but it's stuff that comes to me after the fact of saying to myself and always having to remind myself too, you never know unless you ask. So why are we not putting ourselves out there more? Why are we not expanding that comfort zone? Because again, you don't know unless you ask. The worst that you're going to hear is no. And you're going to be, guess what? Right where you already are. The only way for you to go at that point is forward. You can't really go backward at that point. And so I think that's something we have to constantly remind ourselves. The reason I think one of the biggest factors for us is just that it becomes uncomfortable, that we get afraid, that we're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of that awkwardness or that uncomfortableness. And I hate to say it or to make this seem like it's an excuse, but I think it's more so the reality of the world we live in that just it can feel like, why is that stranger talking to me? Or I didn't say anything to you, so why are you saying something to me? So I think that's just something that we need to be mindful of, and being mindful of that will hopefully help us to expand that comfort zone and not to be so afraid to do things. So this week there is a guest. As I promised last week, you'll be hearing from me and Aaron this week. And here's the thing. It was a live broadcast in a very noisy place, but you don't realize that when you're recording because you're too busy recording and you don't realize how noisy it actually is until you listen to the playback of it. And the other thing too with live is you don't know how, like I said, you don't know how it sounds until it's already done and until you're away, and you can't really go back and re-record something that was live and in the moment. So you're going to hear that right here because we get caught off in the very beginning of the broadcast. So bear with the awful quality of the rest of this podcast. And the best thing I can say is the ending is interesting, and I will catch you next week. Here is the rest of this week's podcast with my buddy Aaron. Here in Grand Rapids with my buddy Aaron, who's talking to his girlfriend right now.
I'm not talking.
it was Aaron's idea that we just kind of start this podcast and say, gosh, we've been talking for 20 minutes already, which we really kind of have actually been talking for
a couple hours. I've never met this man before. Wait, are you recording this? Who are you?
This guy just sat down and started talking to me. I don't know.
This is the worst dentist I've ever been to.
Are you the news?
Yeah.
The worst dentist you've ever been to. So this is my buddy Aaron, who's on the podcast this week. I actually met Aaron through the Eric Zane show. We were both listeners. If you heard a couple weeks ago when I shared out Stu's podcast, when I talked to Stu, that I was a listener of the Eric Zane show. That's kind of how we met. That's how Aaron and I met. If you hear a lot of ambient noise in the background, that's because there is a lot of ambient noise. We're at Sweet Yo's here on Monroe in Grand Rapids, but
not to be confused with Spoon Liquor.
I just said it's not where I thought I was headed. I was told by Aaron's girlfriend that we were going to Spoon Liquor's. And I'm halfway to this Spoon Liquor place when I get a text from Aaron saying that's not what she meant.
Do you have the ability to say Spoon Liquor without stopping and saying Spoon Liquor's? It sounds like it's one of those commercials where they clearly insert something like dial #250 and say elegant.
Was I saying it here?
You were kind of like giving yourself a brief pause.
But yeah, we were going
I thought
to
we were going to liquors. Spoon Liquors, but it was clear that we weren't going to
okay.
Spoon
I
Liquors.
I just heard myself pause when I had to say Spoon Liquors. Because, see, it's a natural thing to
You can only point. Say it with one inflection. If someone ever says it to you, otherwise you're like, I'm sorry, I don't understand your dialect.
It just sounds best as Spoon Liquors. Like, you have to go up on the, Spoon Liquors. You told me they have a liquor card.
It's called the liquor license.
Liquor license.
You know, it does. If you don't put the inflection on it, it could sound like an insult. Like, dirty spoon liquor.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it. That's hate speech.
Oh. See, you made me feel bad about saying I kind of like that.
No.
What's up, you spoon liquor?
Only my friends can call me spoon liquor. That's our word.
backing up, which this podcast, this is always all over the place, and my wife has said, and I've said multiple times, really a podcast is just kind of rambling. Yeah. But, backing up. So, we were just trying to figure this out. We met one night when we showed up at B-Dubs together here in Grand Rapids, and it was just because, really. Yeah, it wasn't a special occasion.
Jeremy, the arguably the most concise storyteller that any of us had ever met had set it up. And I remember that he was the last person to get there. You had been sitting there by yourself for a little while.
Oh, yeah, because and we hadn't known each other
no,
yet.
No,
I had
no.
Because he was running late.
And I'm just like, work. I don't know who these people are. He's like, it says Trent's there. I'm like, okay, who's Trent? What does he look like? And
Aaron's on his way.
Yeah, strangely enough, there were like four tables where people were just sitting alone. And it's like, all right, which one do I decide is Trent?
I looked like the lonely drinker.
You kind of gave me like a really weird smile, and I was like, I guess I'll take this one, you know? Like when you're going to the pet store, and it's just like, which one do you want? Well, that broken one probably needs the most love, I guess.
All right. On cue, first impression of me, go.
This guy is a teacher's aide, but really likes the students.
I always get, well, because you said that weird smile, I always get two things, awkward, nerdy.
Oh, no, I would think more like in the pastime you like to sit at the mall and see whose skin you'd like to wear.
Creepy.
Yeah, well, you did very look like Rasputin.
Yeah, I don't know how that even came up the very first time.
But then I showed you the picture and you went, aw, dang it.
Because it was true, unfortunately.
Not the real Rasputin, the Disney Rasputin. Let's make it clear. Because the real Rasputin was terrifying.
Oh, yeah, I forget that. I was about to say, wait, what? But I forget that.
It was he's a real guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently with a very, very, like, notably large manhood, so clearly there's differences between the two of you.
I'm the better looking one and the more friendly one.
And you weren't brutally murdered so far.
That I'm aware of, yes.
If somebody could sneak it by you, that I'm aware of.
So then we had the hockey game at the end of 2017 that you were going to come to.
Which solidified
really
the name of the group for me.
You didn't technically ditch me.
We went to a couple hockey games together.
Nope. Here, there's only one I'm talking about in particular. Mr. Slide Off the Road.
Oh, yeah, that one. Well, I did slide off the road. I still paid you for it, unlike people who actually went.
Touche. Touche. I didn't have to fight tooth and nail to get money from you. So you slid off the road. Wasn't there a lot of damage, or it took you a long time to get your car back, right?
Yeah, so I had gotten sideswiped and run off the road. And
oh, I didn't know you got sideswiped.
Yeah.
That's news to me. I thought you just ran off the road.
No, man. I'm an excellent everything, so that wouldn't happen. Ever. Ever, ever. And, of course, it was like there was the hockey game, and then it was coming up on the holidays. So they're just like, oh, we'll get your car back. And they gave me, like, a 10-day window, and then that turned into, like, a 16-day window. And then when I got it back, I still haven't taken it back, but like, my door lock doesn't even work still.
Oh, jeez.
So it was a,
so it was, what
it was a good
is
job, Hansen Collision. They just, like, when they hooked it back up, they
good thing they're not a sponsor of the show. I don't have any sponsors, so you don't have to worry about offending anyone.
Well, if they want to be a sponsor, I will take it back. They just didn't hook the lock mechanism back up, which I would have never known because I only ever use the electronic lock. But a week later, my fob battery died, and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just use the actual lock. And it just was, you know, like you put it in and you turn it, and there was no resistance. It just went back and forth. And since it's a newer Civic, it only has the lock on the driver's side door.
Oh, I didn't there's know only, you have a Civic.
There's only one. Yes, I did my Civic duty.
What year?
2012. And, yeah, so it's got one.
Oh, so did you think in 2012 you're like, oh, I only have a couple months with this because the world's going to end anyway?
Yeah, yeah, I believe. I was
were you one of those people that sold all your stuff and was splurging your money?
Oh, no, I was stealing everybody else's stuff because I want to die with the most stuff. That's how you win.
Because that's what people are going to remember, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a lot of stuff.
That's how you're judged at wherever you believe you're going to go. Every religion, that's what it is. Read it, find it, look it up.
The fine print.
Yeah, if you haven't read the whole Bible, then don't. Then you'd have no right to quiz me. That's absolutely
what
true.
What book would that be in? Yeah, here's a quiz for you.
The Book of Up Dog.
Oh. What chapter?
7.
Chapter 7 of Up Dog.
Yeah, chapter 7 of Up Dog, verse, I believe, 41.
Is that Old Testament
through.
Or New Testament?
Oh, it's definitely old. It's definitely. It's like one of the first rules.
Up Dog?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And whatever.
How's that spelled? With a W? Where? With a W in it, not starting with a W.
Okay, I'm like, wow, you don't know how to spell.
A silent W.
No. People didn't start spelling dog, D-A-W-G, until everybody started getting autism from vaccinations. So that's just a symptom of a broken society.
Oh, dude, it's funny you bring that up. We could go on. That's a whole other podcast topic, I feel like, vaccinations.
Okay, long story short, vaccines don't cause autism. Don't be a turd. If you don't believe me, go to howdovaccinescauseautism.org and you'll see.
Is that a real website?
Yeah, it just says they fucking don't. Oh. And then there's a bunch of links. Like, there's actually, it's all good sources and science links, but it's,
oh my gosh.
It's a solid reference.
My wife and her friend, I guess, has been posting and sending me pictures through Snapchat and everything about how they're learning about vaccines right now and how I never was a believer that they cause autism or anything else, but she's been posting a lot about that lately too. So it's funny that you bring that up. As we watch, off topic, as we watch the police pull away from Rosa Parks Circa and what they were doing. We've seen a lot of interesting things sitting across in Sweet Yo's, not to be confused with Spoon Lickers. Allie? We've seen a lot of interesting things happening, like this guy who's stroking his beard that doesn't look that great right now in his car.
Hang on, something's happening over here.
That is very interesting. A trench coat with shorts, and they're basically the same color.
And like a...
I don't think that shirt matches those shorts.
That guy could be a Ninja Turtle just trying to hide his shell.
He could.
It's just a piece of wood in his backpack. just an interesting...
We gotta keep some sort of substance in the backpack. It just can't be empty.
It's true. I don't want to leave it at home because it accents all the rest of the olive drab stuff I'm wearing, but I'm not just going to have an empty backpack. That seems wasteful.
Maybe he followed me on the side of the road. We saw, what would you say that guy was doing earlier? Tai Chi or something like that? He was sure, okay, so keep in mind, the day we're recording this, it's on a Sunday afternoon, and it is hot out. Like, it is probably 90 degrees, and then with the heat index, probably close to 100. And this guy, he was going up to the staircase and doing pull-ups and push-ups with one leg out.
Now, let's be clear. In people's imagination, if you're saying that, it probably sounds pretty impressive or maybe even a little cool. This was not. This was the douchiest thing I've ever seen. This guy comes out here, like, fake showboating, throwing tiny punches at the air, getting down on almost all fours and pushing an umbrella stand around.
That was really weird. The umbrella stand pushing was really weird.
Yeah, imagine like a football player pushing a tackling dummy, but instead it's an umbrella stand that only comes up a foot off the ground. So you gotta like... It's like if you're trying to clean a floor aggressively and you just put your hands on a towel and sort of running it.
Yeah, but these... As crazy as it may sound to you or to other people, those are the people I want to talk to. Those are the people that kind of make you think, like, what kind of story do you got?
Oh, yeah,
like,
but that guy doesn't want to talk to you.
Right,
that guy just wants to shout at you.
I'm just curious, why is he out there Tai Chi-ing or whatever you want to call it? That's what some people may blame it on. Or I want to ask that guy who walked by. I want to ask the guy who walked by.
Because he drank his vaccine.
Because I'm curious, why are you wearing a trench coat in 90-plus degree weather?
What if he had responded to you something like, because the government's after my blood. Here, let me give you some. Hide it. Don't tell them you have it.
Well, that would be really creepy. And I'd say, sir, have a good day. I'm going to go back to Spoon Liquors, better known as Sweet Yo's. Right, is that what this place is called? What does this say? Treat yourself. Oh, okay. Allie pointed out earlier that a lot of people are wearing jeans today. A lot of the jean people.
Yes. I have heard tell that that is an option of pant.
Indeed it is. On this hot day, though, I'm not sure why.
Some people have really ugly legs and they're self-conscious. Some people don't have legs, so it doesn't matter
sure
how hot.
That's the reason.
It doesn't matter how hot their pegs are, you know?
Did you call them pegs?
If they don't have legs. If they got, like, peg legs.
True. Aaron, what do you do for work?
Well, I am a leg elitist, so... No. I work in shipping, and I do costing analysis and pricing analysis.
That sounds really boring.
Well, that's because it is. I can play with Excel.
Yeah, I was gonna say. What does that all entail? I guess you said it entails a lot of Excel.
Yeah, I get shipping information from a client or customer, and I run it through our costing, and I decide based on profit margins how much we can offer them as a discount compared to other people.
You work for a larger company that works with several other companies. So obviously this isn't necessarily true, but maybe you work with, like, your parent company works with, like, UPS or USPS.
We are the carrier, and a customer would come to us, and then they also go to the other carrier.
Oh, okay.
And we try to
okay.
beat their price, because, yeah.
Okay.
We are the shipper.
Okay. Interesting. How long have you done that?
I've been in logistics for, like, 7 years. I've done this one for 3.
Okay. What is your... I'm assuming you got a degree to do this.
No. No, I have a degree in criminal justice.
Oh, I forgot that you got your degree in criminal justice.
Yes, don't forget.
I did forget.
Old Jack reach around.
So, how do you go from criminal justice to logistics?
With applications. No, I was working in D.C., I got sick of it, I came back, and I went through, like, just a temp agency to get some stuff done, and because I was good with computer programs and stuff like that, I ended up at a place doing logistics and just got some job offers from there.
What were you doing in D.C.?
I worked for Homeland Security, I worked for Customs and Border Patrol, and I worked for FEMA.
Okay, so you did utilize, for a little bit, you utilized your criminal justice degree.
Yes.
Do you think that you ever see yourself going back into that area, or do you kind of like where you're at now?
I won't go back on purpose, and they'll never take me alive.
The government's watching.
Yeah, no, they are, though, probably.
As he looks up and looks around.
Hey, Steve. Keep your eyes to yourself.
So we were at lunch earlier, breakfast or brunch or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you'd call it.
It's brunch because it's, you know, otherwise breakfast with booze sounds sad.
Despite what you would call it, regardless though, a couple things came up that I just want to quick talk about. So I know I don't even remember how it came up, but we started talking about the way that I eat, never good.
I just said, have you been eating anything insane lately?
Oh, yeah, and I haven't done a whole lot of cooking with Trent. I know it's been in demand, but I just haven't done a whole lot of it.
Everybody loves a disaster.
Well, the one I didn't post was probably the biggest disaster, and that would be at the end of last year when I set off my smoke detectors in my apartment. From burning bacon.
That is sad.
Well, no, I purposely was trying to burn the bacon, but I think it was the grease that created smoke that set off the smoke.
Why were you trying to burn bacon?
Because that's the best way to eat it.
We'll be right back.
Allie, thoughts? Thoughts?
Why would you burn your bacon?
Okay, never mind.
She disagrees.
I don't want your input anymore.
Anybody that disagrees with me is a liar.
Yeah, people always look at me weird, like Allie just did, when I say, yeah.
I don't want to taste my food.
I don't want my bacon burned. It's the best way to eat it. Otherwise, too chewy and fatty and gross. This guy's looking at me. He's like, what are you
doing? Do you know that there are stages between uncooked and burnt that are very acceptable? Crispy bacon is very nice.
Crispy would be, like, when I order it, I say, I want my bacon burnt to a crisp, like, before it starts on fire.
So you want it, like, brown.
Black. I want it to fall apart and crumble my hand when I pick, not really, but I want to be able to snap it.
Why don't you just eat bacos?
What?
Little bacon bit salad topping.
No, that's not the same. All right, anyway, I digress about this whole thing.
No. I need you to meet me across the street in Rosa Park Circle. We're going to take our shirts off and fight.
I need to do a couple push-ups first.
It's fine. Do it.
And you had brought up, you had asked me earlier, you said, are you still eating? I didn't remember how you worded it, but something... I had to correct you because you
I had asked
cool
if you were still eating marshmallow fluff.
Oh, yeah, and I told you it wasn't marshmallow fluff, it was Cool Whip. So, for those that are listening that don't know what we're referring to, this was probably about 2 years ago at this point. Well, maybe closer to a year and a half. It really, time is irrelevant, and when it was last year. but my wife wasn't living with me. Go figure.
Lucky her.
And I made cheese quesadillas, and I had Cool Whip I needed to get rid of as well. So I dipped the cheese quesadillas into the Cool Whip, and thus a new concoction was born. What are you texting me right now?
I figured out, side note, why that guy was doing what he was doing. Because he is the bod man. So here's your... here's your file. Here's your fire pick. This is the picture that can go with this podcast.
All right, yeah. Send that to me and I'll use it.
I did. I did send it. You can title this podcast The Bodman.
Okay. I will title it The Bodman. I'm going to type it right now so I don't forget. Why do you think it's so weird, though, that with the Cool Whip, like, what is wrong with that? I'll answer the question for myself right now. Nothing is wrong with that. I just don't know why it was...
Because burning your bacon to a crisp wasn't wrong either. You're clearly too close to the situation. I would request that you go to the Cool Whip website and look up their suggested recipes.
Are you saying I should suggest the recipe to them?
I would love to find out what they say about such a thing, actually. I would.
No one else would eat it besides me, probably. You might get one or two here.
You might get a recipe named after you, the Trent.
There could be a huge following for this, and we just don't know it yet.
There was a huge following for several cults where bad things happened. Just because something has a lot of people doing it doesn't necessarily mean it's good or right.
Too bad we're not in my kitchen right now. I would prepare something for you.
Would you ever try it? I don't trust those eyes around knives.
Would you ever try a cheese quesadilla dipped in a Cool Whip?
Yeah, I would try it. I would hope that you're not expecting me to eat the whole thing.
But you would try it?
Yeah, I'd try it.
Allie got thrown into this podcast and she doesn't even know it. Allie.
I don't know it. I'm sorry.
Would you try cheese quesadilla dipped into Cool Whip?
No. Well, wait, how much are you paying me?
Enough.
Then no.
Oh, see? She's smart.
So you don't like to try new things is what you're telling me.
I don't like to try things that I know aren't going to be good together. I've tried them separately.
And yet she's with me.
Do you like cheese quesadillas?
Yes.
Is there... Wait.
Do you like...
Wait. Time out. Is there a non-cheese quesadilla?
Like a chicken quesadilla or something.
Yeah,
it's still got cheese.
Stuff into it.
I don't know if you guys know what queso is.
Yeah, I just mean cheese. I know what queso is. I'm not stupid.
Well, you could just say quesadilla then. If there's more added, then you have to say it.
Touche. Touche.
I believe the word is pronounced touche.
Wait, is it?
No.
It's like, I've never heard that, but it could have been wrong. I have to say my last name wrong.
The word is spoon liquor.
Spoon liquors. Oh, there's a fruit fly in here. That doesn't seem very sanitary, a fruit fly in this froyo shop.
Well, it's not like the... Okay. It's not okay. Like the...
I won't name where we are.
It's not like the toppings are out in the open air for bugs or anybody to get to.
Oh, Taj.
Yeah, Taj. It's like the Taj Mahal.
No, I was making a joke. Touche. Yeah,
I know. And I'm just going further with it.
I don't like you. I don't have to like you to have you on the podcast, though.
Sound like my parents.
So... You and your girlfriend did something earlier at breakfast, brunch, lunch, when we were out to eat, that, why are these people wearing their ID cards? Oh, they all work at the Y. All right. He is called Dibs. That's just, I wish that I could do something like that, because I've never heard of that before, of who's going to pay to eat. And I was saying earlier, I wish that my wife did that, but really, I don't think we would. I think we would stare at each other the entire time and wait for someone to speak up or get kicked out of the restaurant.
If you get kicked out, do you have to pay? Because that might be brilliant if they're just like, we're sick of you guys, go.
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. You'd still have to pay somehow, but I don't know how. Probably the best thing that's happened to me today, it's not seeing you, it's getting the free drink at Butcher's Union since they brought the wrong one out the first time.
Oh, I should have called Dibs on that free drink. Like, I got this one for you, buddy. Because
you could have. Though I brought up, did I not bring up a good question earlier? If I would have ordered that drink after the fact, after I was done with both of the drinks that I had, one being free, one being what I paid for, would they have charged me for the first drink I already had, or would they make me another drink in this? Gotten a free drink out of the deal in the first place. I've never worked at a restaurant, so I guess I wouldn't know what
I'm hoping, and I think the right thing to do would be that they would give you the drink that you ordered.
I'm thinking that's what it would be, too, but
Perfect Pete, local superhero, man, myth, legend, you can look him up, would not let something like that happen to you.
Yeah, we were sitting there at brunch, and all three of us heard this lady, this server, and she said something different in all three of our minds. I heard perfect pee.
I heard I have to take a pee-pee. And Allie heard the Spanish Inquisition.
And we don't know, and we'll never know who was actually right.
I was.
Though they probably said perfect pee.
Spoon Liquors, where you can get all your spoons. All right. Licked.
Well, that's all that I had written down. Was there anything else that you wanted to add? I always tell people, whether it's something that we talked about today, which we were all over the place today, but what is it you want something people
well, I
to
think
learn?
Okay. Well, first of all, they learned that you are tongue deaf.
Why? Because I say spoon liquors.
No, because you can't taste atrocities.
No, it really wasn't that bad.
You compared...
I would do it again.
You compared your recipe to the people who figured out how to make French toast by experimenting with things.
Yeah.
Not knowing the difference was...
I'm not saying the taste is the same. I'm saying you don't know until you experiment and try new things, Allie.
Yeah, but if someone was like, oh, I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to put syrup and cake together. They're not going to be like...
Have you ever tried
this
that?
Is a higher... Yes,
I have.
It's called pancakes.
My first thought was cake with frosting.
That would also probably be pretty good because they have cream cheese, like cheesecake pancakes.
Oh, yeah, pancakes.
Yeah, man, you're going to be like, good thing you're not a chef. You'd be like, guys, I came up with the craziest idea. And people are going to be like,
put peanut butter on one slice, jelly on the other, and put them together.
Absolute madman. It would never work. They'll run you out of town. Have you ever heard of such a ridiculous idea? Like I said, tongue deaf. Crunchy or peanut.
How do you either do really bad or do really well?
Crunchy or creamy for your peanut butter?
Creamy. I just don't want. There shouldn't be other things in my sandwich. If I
he doesn't, he wants his bacon to chip his teeth, and his peanut butter to just slide down.
Yeah.
You know what? A peanut butter and jelly with some Cool Whip in the middle might be pretty good.
Oh my gosh, I'm actually going to try that now.
Yeah, you're welcome. You see what I did? It wasn't something that sounded crazy.
I don't know if I would want it with jelly. Why don't you just do peanut butter, bread, and Cool Whip?
Why wouldn't you add jelly? Because, like, Cool Whip definitely goes with fruity things.
Too sweet. Oh my gosh, a s'more with Cool Whip. Why is everything that we're pairing it with Cool Whip all of a sudden?
Because I'm teaching you how to pair Cool Whip with things correctly.
To each their own. All right, anything you want the good people to learn? Any good advice, any good life tips? What are you, 28, 29, 30?
31. 30, yeah. Don't look that angry all the time, as she does.
Girl walking by.
Yeah.
You can't just say stuff like that on here because people don't know what you're talking about. Angry like that.
I emote.
Look at that face.
I emote very well with my voice. I think they probably would have understood.
You do have a very soothing radio voice.
Thank you.
Don't go deep, just be. Here goes the ego. I like his beard.
He looks like...
Oh, I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about him.
Oh, I'm looking at, like, Mr. 1920s over there with his suspenders.
If I ever needed an...
Oh, okay, that was kind of cool. All
right, also, that was also... You shouldn't be doing that.
Somebody just did a bicycle trick.
You could be my visual representation of the podcast.
Ah, yeah. Also, if you want to learn something, a group of peacocks is called an ostentation. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, do you have any other fun facts before we go?
Probably. I could dig deep. What topic? What?
This is a family podcast, typically. So,
how to make a family.
No.
Steal babies.
Not what I meant, but I would say that's a good place to end it for this week.
Aw, yeah, but like, just because you steal a baby doesn't mean you shouldn't raise it right.
It's a good tip.
Yeah, no.
All right, you want to take us out? I'm probably going to fix your outro anyway.
Take us out.
Keep this in.
Everybody, thank you for listening to the podcast where we were live from Not Spoon Lickers. Stay frosty.
Well, we were.
Don't.
We're not live now.
Yeah, well, we are. We're here.
Right. But
we are live.
To us.
Okay. Stay fancy. Don't shadowbox. Keep your shirts
on. Hold on. What's shadowbox?
When you're just.
Oh, yeah. Rosa Parks. Okay.
So you're going to say, I just did.
Do your outro.
And you. This is Aaron signing off. No more Trent. Till next time. With Trent.